This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. And as we move closer to the end of 2018 and to the start of 2019, wanted to take a few minutes and reflect on one of the major issues in Michigan, see if we can't get a bit of a handle on where this issue goes in the year ahead. I'm talking about marijuana. Voters in November passed Proposal 1, which creates legalized marijuana for recreational use. For those that worked to get the measure on the ballot and then ensure there was sufficient support for passage, it's been a long but rewarding year. My guests today are two of those people. Jamie Lowell is a member of the board of MI Legalize and a stakeholder in the Third Coast Compassion Center in Ypsilanti, which is a medical marijuana dispensary. And welcome back to WEMU, Jamie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And Rick Thompson is the owner of the Michigan Cannabis Business Development Group and a board member of Normal of Michigan. And welcome to you. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, David.
Well, Jamie, I'll pose this to you first. As I mentioned, a long year. Have you even had time at this point to take a moment to reflect?
I have just a little bit. It's still soaking in, though. It is pretty new.
And both of you, and Rick, you spent a good portion of your time traveling the state and talking with various groups, organizations, and institutions outside of winning the needed support to pass this proposal. Did you find that you were not only educating those, but learning for yourself as well?
I was learning for myself. I think anytime you get outside of your individual circle, you open yourself up to new experiences. I met a lot of people that I hope to have longer relationships with.
And will those relationships manifest itself in the furthering of legalized recreational marijuana?
I hope so. We certainly need the support of the citizenry. As we've seen in lame duck, there will be efforts to curtail Prop 1's provisions, and we have to fight that every time.
Jamie, was this your first fully engulfed foray into the political realm?
It was. It's been going on for nearly 10 years now, but it was the first issue that I really took on and became a part of.
So how would you rate that experience in becoming a part of the political process?
It's been an emotional roller coaster, but ultimately where we sit right now is extremely satisfying.
Gratifying for you as well, Rick?
Absolutely. Anytime you have a fight that you come away with a win in, then I think you can feel good about yourself. But I always pause and reflect on the people that didn't make it all the way, the ill individuals who passed along the way or those that had to drop out of the program because of law enforcement issues.
And there are plenty of those, and a lot of that has to be negotiated moving forward. This is 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation with Jamie Lowell and Rick Thompson continues. Jamie, a board member of MI Legalize, and Rick is the owner of the Michigan Cannabis Business Development Group. Let's talk a little bit about the new recreational marijuana laws. Rick, right now, we're at a place where it's pretty much at the personal level. What exactly are the parameters for personalized possession and use at this point?
You have 2.5 ounces, which mirrors the medical allowance to have for personal possession limit. You can grow 12 plants per home, which is slightly different than the 12 plants per patient rule under the medical program. And then you can also have 10 ounces at your home, but you can also keep the entire proceeds for your plants, which is a unique provision we put into the legal trying to fix a deficiency we saw in the medical program.
And, Jamie, are you satisfied with where we are today after passage of the ballot proposal?
I am, because along with passing the ballot proposal, we also brought in new leadership who has demonstrated some support for this effort, unlike that we've had in the past.
Well, and that brings us to a new political year. And Gretchen Whitmer is the governor-elect, Dana Nessel, the attorney general-elect. Rick, do you think it's going to make a difference having that leadership in those two positions?
It certainly will. If you look at the way that the attorney general's office has impeded the implementation of the medical marijuana program over the last 8 years, it's a clear illustration of what not to do as an attorney general. I think this attorney general will certainly respect the will of the people and will make sure that that it is enforced the way that it was originally intended.
And are we going to need to see some sort of legislative remedy to some of the marijuana issues that have occurred prior to the passage of the ballot proposal?
Is there a legislative solution? There will be. Of course, expungement is what we call the removal of prior crimes that would now be found legal under the current law. And that is something that's going to have a legislative solution, although there are some limited things that the governor and the attorney general can do.
Exactly right. So when the legislative bodies take it up, we're still looking at a Republican Senate, a Republican State House, who may or may not be willing to cooperate on these issues with the newly elected. So, Jamie, what is the argument going to be to bring everybody onto the same page?
Well, there's a lot of new people in the legislature who aren't necessarily going to take on the same tactics that have taken place over the last 8 years. There is new leadership, and the governor is not likely to go along with any kind of legislation that gets in front of her. There's the lack of reliance on the gerrymandered districts over time for some of these people. So I tend to believe it's going to be a lot more functional of a legislature on our issue and others.
And, Rick, I want to bring this up to you. Ultimately, the entire retail industry is going to balloon in Michigan when it comes to marijuana. How do we get from where we are today to that point?
We're already on the process of that. The MMFLA is a Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act. That's the business program that's been adopted to complement the medical marijuana program. And our legalization business community will be structured off the MMFLA businesses. So we're going to start from a position of strength instead of reinventing the wheel. So 2019 will be a year of great growth for all of the industries, both the direct controlled industries and also the ancillary industries servicing the patient services industry.
And I've heard some say that it will take until 2020 until we see this as a fully realized model.
Well, the state does have 12 months in order to promulgate rules, which would put their rulemaking done sometime December 19, which means they should start licensing in 2020, although it's very possible they may be able to come up with rules faster than December of 19.
Well, that's going to be something to watch in the early portion of the year, the first 100 days, so to speak, with Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer. Once again, that was the voice of Rick Thompson. He is the owner of Michigan Cannabis Business Development Group. The other voice you hear this morning is Jamie Lowell. He's a member of the board of MI Legalize and a stakeholder in the Third Coast Compassion Center in Ypsilanti, a medical marijuana dispensary. Now, there's a lot of investment money from Michigan. There's a lot of money coming into Michigan for the marijuana industry. Jamie, are there concerns that small business owners, growers, and distributors will be shoved aside as we move forward?
Under the Michigan Medical Marijuana Commercial Program, there are some prohibitive components necessary in order to participate. Under the law that just passed, there are some opportunities, micro-opportunities, a micro-garden and a micro-business that will be a lot easier and less cost-prohibitive for people to participate in.
Does legalized recreational marijuana effectively change the medical marijuana industry at all?
Well, I believe it does. There's going to be parallel programs, but over time, there'll be more of a recognition of where the efficiencies are, and leaning more toward this new program.
And Jamie, you can certainly speak to this. One of the frustrating things about medical marijuana is how slowly, how burdensome, and how expensive it's been to get licensed and recognized by the state. Only a fraction of those who seek licenses have even had their applications reviewed. Are we going to see something similar on the recreational side?
No, while the a lot of the rulemaking and other facilitating of the program will take place in the department, they will not have the same type of review board with the ability to make subjective determinations of people's moral character or histories in any way.
Well, you both talked about the fact that it took a decade to get to this point, and last year was certainly a year full of excitement and a lot of hard work. So, Rick, think 10 years ahead. At that point, when you look back on this year, 2018, how do you think the personal summary is going to read of the year?
I think this is going to be viewed as the year it all began. We're talking about medical marijuana and legalized cannabis use, but there's also a hemp industry who's going to be empowered, first of all, by the federal farm bill, but also by a set of bills here in the Michigan legislature as well. So when I look at 10 years in the future, I see fallow fields being planted with a crop that's actually saleable. I see people being put back to work, perhaps dilapidated zones and cities being revitalized by industry that's attracted by inexpensive real estate and a wealth of workers. So I think this is the year it all began.
That's an interesting way to look at it. It's going to be interesting to see if it comes that way. Now, Jamie, I want to ask you one question. I want you to think 1 year ahead from now, and when you and I sit down and reflect on 2019, what do you hope you will have personally accomplished in the industry by that time?
Well, it's a new law. And there's going to be some things that need to be reconciled and clarified along the way. And to be a part of kind of helping that in a way that makes the transition a lot more efficient and good for everybody without the type of law enforcement issues and things like that we've seen with the Medical Marijuana Act. We've got new leadership in there that can set the tone differently and that can look at these issues slightly differently. And we want to be a part of that. And after a year, we should have worked out some of those things and maybe be heading in a in a functional direction with this program.
Well, why don't we make a plan of it? The three of us get back together next year and do it all again.
We'll have coffee and cookies.
Nice.
There you go. Thank you both. I really appreciate the time today. That is Rick Thompson, the owner of Michigan Cannabis Business Development Group. He is a board member of Normal of Michigan. And Jamie Lowell, he is a member of the board of MI Legalize and a stakeholder in the Third Coast Compassion Center in Ypsilanti. I'm David Fair, and you're listening to 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.